Homeowners impacted by the mica defective blocks have said the revised redress scheme announced by the government this week will still leave them massively out of pocket. Our reporter Barry White is joining me now from County Donegal. What have the homeowners been saying to you, Barry?
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Yeah, well, firstly, this redress scheme, when it was announced earlier this week, was welcomed with a fair bit of fanfare by government politicians. Housing Minister Darragh O'Brien actually said it was a 100% redress scheme, which would cost the state €2.2 billion. He also said this was an extraordinary intervention by the state. Now, under the scheme, homeowners rebuilding houses will be offered €145 per square foot for the first 1,000 feet of their home. This then drops to €110 per square foot for the second 1,000 feet and €100 per square foot thereafter. These figures will then be reviewed on an annual basis. Now, the PRO of the MICA Action Group, Michael Doherty, told me this sliding scale will leave homeowners massively out of pocket.
We have got a scheme that has been touted at 100% redress, and the reality, very simply, is that an average homeowner has to find €65,000 of their own money.
Are homeowners prepared to build smaller houses if that's the only option?
Well, I think at the end of the day, when you reflect on the fact this was a no fault to the homeowner, people build their dream homes, you know, and they build their one-off homes, they build their dream homes in Donegal here, as they do anywhere else in the country. And, you know, if someone was to go to anybody else in the country and say, listen, we will do something towards replacing your home, but it's not going to be the home that you wanted. It's not going to be the home you built. I don't think that's acceptable either in this day and age. I think there needs to be the redress scheme that we were told we were getting, which is the 100% redress, and it allows you to get your home back on a like-for-like basis.
The MICA Action Group have always said that some people could end up homeless because of this, though. Surely a home at 1,000 square feet is better than no home at all, though.
Well, you know, if this is where we are in this country in this day and age now, that we will say to people, listen, you done nothing wrong, but your home's falling down around you because your government didn't do a good enough job in regulating the quarries, and what you need to do now is live in a house that's half the size, or live in a house that's not the house you designed, but some sort of a box system that's easily manufacturable and cheap to manufacture, I think is a poor reflection on the country we're living in today.
Where does the group go from here?
This scheme is changeable. This scheme is workable. And the thing that needs to go is the sliding scale.
Could there be more protests?
Absolutely, there could be more protests, because where do we go? We have 6,000 to 7,000 families in Donegal that require a solution here. We have got 5 other affected counties down the Western Seaboard. This is not something that we can walk away from. We said we were leaving nobody behind. We will be leaving nobody behind, and we can do it the easy way or the hard way.
So there could be more protests, Barry. You've been speaking to the homeowners themselves, and they've told you how they're going to foot the bill that they'll be left with.
Yeah, well, they've actually told me they're not going to be able to foot the bill. Now, as I mentioned, Pat, the fund for rebuilding is tapered from €145 a square foot for the first 1,000 square feet to €110 a square foot for the next 1,000 and €100 a square foot thereafter. And this is what homeowners want highlighted. Now, this might work for the MICA affected homes and housing estates, the smaller homes. But there are over 7,000 homes that we know about that are impacted by MICA, and half of these are one-off houses, so they're way over the 1,000 square feet. And, well, if you're building a one-off home, you'll be doing well to find a contractor in County Donegal or anywhere in the country who will do it for €145 a square foot. And the homeowners I've spoken to have actually told me they have already had their rebuilds costed, and the average price per square foot they've been given is well above what the government is offering. And Lisa Hone, who lives in a MICA home in Remelton, and Noel Dunn, who lives in a MICA home in Quigley's Point, both in County Donegal, told me they have no idea where they'll be able to find the tens of thousands of euro they'll now be expected to fork out.
When the sliding scale emerged, it was devastation, because literally within minutes, people had the calculators out, they had done the maths, and they just knew they were looking at huge sums of money that they had to find personally. So I don't understand how anybody can call it a 100% redress scheme. It just isn't.
You say that homeowners got the calculator out. You got the calculator out yourself, uh-huh, obviously. Uh-huh. How much is this going to cost you?
Well, it could cost me, it is definitely probably going to cost me probably north of €70,000. I just don't have that type of money.
We built this house back in 2004, and It was in 2013 we found out we had mica, and shortly after that then, as I say, it just began to get worse. We fixed or repaired the house kind of in 2017, 2018 with all the cracks, but it lasted about 8 months and they all came back again. Cracks again began to open up, as you can see, they just got bigger and bigger year on, year on.
Yeah, you know, be looking at your house that it's not safe to live in anymore and it is empty now, it's going to be demolished. Once it is demolished and you go to rebuild your home, how much is it going to cost to rebuild it? Because we keep hearing about this average square foot price. What, you've been given quotes. What sort of quotes have you been given?
Yeah, the last quote I got before the new scheme was announced was $423,000, which works out at £162 square foot.
How much are you going to be out of pocket then?
So I'm looking at it probably up on $100,000.
$100,000 out of your own pocket? Where do you find that type of money?
I don't. I my son is 17. He's in his last year. He's doing his leaving cert this year. He's in his last year. He's due to go to college. Again, I can't find $100,000.
And you're not the only person in your family who's been impacted by mica?
No, my mother and father's house is impacted. I have three sisters that are also impacted. And my brother lives in a social house in Moville, which is also impacted. He's actually been moved out of his apartment or a flat into another house, which also has mica by the council. So, yeah, it's all of us. It's finding people that don't have mica might be the harder problem.
Now, it's interesting, the comments that are coming in. I have no objection to a reasonable scheme, but I do object to supporting a McMansion or a rental property through either tax or a levy on any future projects I might have. That's from Cormac. Somebody should remind those people affected by mica that taxpayers are not happy paying out $420,000 to build a 3,000-foot square feet house. That's from Seamus and Meath. Build smaller homes. They're lucky to be getting money. Taxpayers should not be paying for this. Can't they recycle the slates, windows and doors and other things that would help them to cope? The mica scheme should be treated like you would treat an insurance claim. Salvage what can be salvaged and cover the building cost for as built to whatever standards at the time of the original build. If the claimant then wants to increase the standard through insulation, triple glazing, etc., they should get an interest-free loan from the government to cover the difference. A suggestion from Seamus McGoldrick. Anyway, the homeowner's not happy. They don't have the money, they say, to meet the extra that they will have to find to build a house of their dreams to the original dream spec, I suppose, leaves them out of pocket. The Taoiseach was questioned about this yesterday and he defended the scheme.
Yeah, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, speaking yesterday, said the government's overriding priority in the mica compensation scheme was to ensure that the owners of smaller and average-sized homes would not be disadvantaged. He also defended the scheme, saying the view of the construction sector was that the sliding scale methodology used to calculate rebuilding costs made sense. However, Pat, I set out yesterday to find out if this is the case, and I spoke to a number of people who work in the construction industry in County Donegal. And the first person I spoke to was independent quantity surveyor Aidan Houghton. He's based in County Donegal, and he told me what the current average cost for a square foot rate was in the Northwest.
At today's rates, you're probably looking at anything from 155 up to 160, maybe more. It all depends on the spec of the house, then the finishes. But for your standard house, your story and a half house with your standard finishes, you're talking about anything from 155 to 160 a square foot. Like, and that square foot rate has gotten where I was saying to start, all the basically the your substructures, your floor slab, your external walls, all added up. You get your price at the end, you divide it by the square foot of your house, that gives you your rate, which is 155, 160.
So homeowners have been offered in this scheme €145 per square foot up to 1,000 foot, and then it goes down after that. If a mica homeowner is coming to you and saying, look, this is what I've been offered, I'm looking to build or rebuild.
It's not going to cover it. Like, 145 a square foot, like, it's not going to cover it. And then the sliding scale, like, it's just no way, not a chance of it. Looking at, like, it's 145, 160 euros, or 155, 160 a square foot. Like, that's today's rates. And there's only one way those rates are going. Like, from chatting to suppliers out there, material suppliers, things are going to go up again. next year by whatever percentage.
Look, these houses have to be rebuilt. Is there any way that people in the building trade, contractors here, will knock down their prices out of goodwill?
The contractor can't do it for nothing. Like, it's at the end of the day, like, he has to make a bit of money as well. Like, and that's what they're like. It can't be done. Like, today's rates, 155 to 160 a square foot. Like, the contractor can't go in and have something for him and say, well, we'll do it for less, we'll do it for nothing. Like, he has to earn a day's pay as well.
And Pat, I've also been speaking to a contractor based in County Donegal who echoed these claims that the €145 per square foot that has been signed off as part of this government scheme is way off the actual current average price in the county. Paddy Monaghan, who runs Monroe Development, says there's no way he could build a home in what was offered in this week's redress scheme.
Well, I suppose from 2004, we probably have built in the region of 150 houses, well, probably between residential and commercial and office and stuff like that.
So you know how much it costs to build a house in County Donegal because you've built so many. So what is kind of the average cost? And when it comes down to the square foot, what is the average cost of a square foot when it comes to building a house in County Donegal?
Well, recently, in the last 2 or 3 years, the cost has gone up to maybe 127 plus a VAT. Look, going back 10 years ago, like, you could have built a house for 80, 90, you know, a square foot. But
so it's 127 plus VAT. How much are you talking? Because I know this government's scale scheme that they've announced, it's €145 per square foot up to 1,000 metres, but that includes the VAT?
We're talking about 144, including VAT. That's not counting demolition. Or the other thing is when, and these mica houses, like, they're, you're going into, you know, where there's surrounding buildings like garages, and, you know, they have lawns and curbs and all kinds of stuff going on around there. You're just, like, you're into, you know, it's just a more expensive build.
So 144, including VAT. Does this 145, does that cover the cost of a new build here then?
No, that wouldn't cover a new build now, not an A-rated house. No, I couldn't do it for that price, no way. Like, we were thinking more like including demo, you know, probably around 170, 180 square foot.
And the houses you've built over the years, have you built houses that were impacted by mica?
Yeah, we have. Most of the houses we built, we would have built them from with defective blocks.
Was there any way, like, a contractor like you was ever to know?
No, we would never have known. We were buying it off the only registered block layer or block manufacturer that we knew of.
We're here in Malin Head. You're building a one-off house here. Yeah. What blocks are you using now?
We're using blocks from the Northern Ireland company.
Okay, Barry, any chance the government scrapping this so-called sliding scale? Because on the face of it, it would make sense, because a lot of the extra space you get in a large house is kind of fresh air. Whereas in a small house, you've got lots of stud walls and lots of switches and electricity and all the rest of it. But the bigger the house, the more kind of fresh air there is within. So you'd imagine the extra square footage would be cheaper to build than the fundamental square footage.
Well, my understanding is the government are going to review this, and the Mica Action Group say they are hopeful. None of these homeowners said they want to protest again. Most of them who I speak to just say they're sick and tired of this and want it to be over. However, they do feel they may have no other choice but to protest in Dublin again. I briefly spoke to Donegal Fine Gael TD Joe McHugh yesterday. Now, last month he told News Talk that he would consider all options, including the possibility of quitting Fine Gael if the scheme did not meet the expectations of affected homeowners. Now, he told me yesterday that he will be meeting the likes of Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue and Housing Minister Darragh O'Brien, and he will be telling them that this sliding scale has to go. Now, whether the sliding scale goes, or whether Joe McHugh quits Fine Gael, or whether we will see thousands protesting on the streets of Dublin again, well, that remains to be seen.
Did anyone at all say thanks very much to the taxpayer for coming up with this cash?
Yeah, but Pat, at the same time, people in Donegal pay tax. You know, we don't have trains, we have no public transport, but we pay the same tax as people in Dublin. And, you know, if someone in Dublin, though, the people texted in here who are saying, oh, why should we be paying for this? if they're told that their house is impacted by mica in 5 years' time, are they just going to say, oh, well, I accept it. It's all my own fault. I'll just take it on the chin and not make a fuss. Mm. So, you know, these people built their dream homes. Why should they now have to build a smaller home?
Yeah, I'll read you some more of the text. For God's sake, rebuild smaller houses at the state's expense to bridge the gap. Average size of the Donegal house is 2,400 square feet. They don't have to be that size. People suffered from poor regulation in the banking sector, but the state did not meet those losses, says John. What about they take out a mortgage to make up the difference, a relatively small mortgage in comparison to the rest of us mortgage payers? The site value put 100k more on these mansions. How much do they pay in property tax? Dublin people subsidise these mansions and we live in 1,200 square foot homes. That's from Marianne. And that's a question. Should the government simply look at the sum upon which tax was paid and property tax and then say, there's your money?
I know someone texted in there made the point about mortgage repayments or taking out another mortgage. I know a lot of these homeowners don't have that choice, Pat. Like Noel Dunn, who I spoke to yesterday, his house is going to be demolished in the next number of weeks. He still has 19 years to pay on that home, even after it's demolished. So like a lot of these people are going to have to keep repaying their mortgages after their homes are demolished. So they don't have the choice to get another mortgage.
Okay. We should mention, of course, Barry, that you are a Donegal man yourself, which means you're more in touch with the story than the Dubs are.
Yeah, well, it has. It's been going on for 10 years. Like, I started out my journalism career at Highland Radio in Donegal, and I remember reporting on this 10 years ago. And I think that's one of the things the homeowners say as well. You know, they highlighted this 10 years ago, and they were ignored for 6-7 years. And they say that if the government had have done something back then this wouldn't be costing 2.2 billion euro. It would be costing a lot less.
Barry, thank you very much for that very interesting report from Donegal.